This first post reads, Cat is recording us all. Every night I try to go on my evening walks and I always see the same all-white cat with what looks like a small camera dangling from his neck. Seems like he's up to no good and knows it.
I wonder if this is like a cat burglar stakeout, you know? Like the cat is...
literal cat burglar?
Uh-huh. Like he's a part of a larger cat burglar team.
Like a ring.
And he's staking the joint. That's his job.
He's just doing some recon.
You know, do they have pit bulls, Rottweilers?
Right.
You know, this head dog, a lot of times that just be for... fear factor. They don't really have a dog.
I think a lot of those alarm signs are too, like the ADT. Y'all ain't got no alarm system.
Right.
You got a sign.
If they got 7 ADT signs, then they ain't really got the system.
They don't have ADT.
They hope the sign does the job.
Yeah, that's exactly what they hope.
I know, it's kind of like, you ever seen a parking lot? And every single parking spot has a we tow sign.
Oh,
they don't tow.
They don't tow.
But that one parking lot with only one sign and it's behind a bush, you can barely see it. Oh, they love towing.
They love it.
Oh, they love towing. Motherfuckers with guns and shit, they don't have no kind of sign. They're like, come on in. I dare you. This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Anaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
But we don't stop there.
No, we don't. Where else don't we stop at?
Stop signs. We run straight through those.
Straight through.
Stop lights.
Yellow lights. Might as well be green.
Yellow means speed up, doesn't it?
They look like light green to me. Looking for posts, sorry.
Hey, we're busy.
Didn't mean to cut you off.
Priorities.
Searching for posts. Bye. Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I see why they have the term cat burglar. If somebody was going to spy on somebody, it would definitely be a cat over a dog.
Over a dog.
Yes. Because cats are sneakier.
Yeah.
Cats are more discreet. Dog, you couldn't trust a dog to get you footage of anything.
Hell, dogs are loud as hell.
Loud as hell. Like, also, they're distracted by everything. Mm-hmm. Something flashy goes by, and they're like, and they go chasing a car down the street. Like, finish the job first.
Real shit. But are we gonna,
Fido.
Are we going to break in the window in about 10 seconds, all right?
And then?
You're like, 10. Not a fly by his face. Scooby! Get back here!
We have a job!
But a cat is difficult too, though, because cat won his money before the job is done.
Oh, for sure. They probably definitely got paid up front first.
Yeah, it's like, bro, we have to rob
the bank.
Give me
at least half.
Then everybody gets their share. The cat's like, no, I'm not sure now.
Cats are smarter than that. They're like, I've been tricked before.
They're like, what if we get caught and I don't get my money? Well, you don't need your money in jail, cats. I'm going to escape. I want my share now.
Now.
Fine. Cat does good business.
All right, let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chin and I discuss what's going on in our own neighborhood.
That's right. And I'll gladly go first, Candace. I know you need a little bit more time to prepare. I will text you an extra post if you need it. Let me know. Now.
What?
This post reads, when I was a kid, there were no phones or tablets. We read cereal boxes at breakfast. Anyone else? And it's just a picture of a young kid eating a box of Captain Crunch, and he is locked in on that box.
On the box.
You know? And you know what's funny? This is where a lot of kids actually learn how to read. This is where we're introduced to a lot of words we can't pronounce.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is look at the ingredient list.
Oh, yeah. Like
hexosulfalin,
riboflavin, carbohydrates, you know?
And then blue number 8.
Blue number 8.
That I got.
Like, okay, cool. I see that. Man, what's all this other shit? What the hell's going on in this series?
I've never seen a word with 32 syllables before.
Yeah, sometimes in the back of boxes, they'll have mazes.
Oh.
Puzzles.
Yeah, back when we were kids, like, I mean, and then they remember prizes? I don't know, I'm older
inside
than
the
you.
Box, where, yeah.
Did you grow up in the era with, did they have toys inside the box?
Sometimes, yeah. Under the bag.
I think they were probably phasing them out when you were coming up.
Yeah, they got cheap on us.
Yeah, but when
some
I was...
fucked up shit.
Oh, man, we used to have good, like, that would be the highlight of my day.
Facts. A prize costs more than the cereal.
Yeah.
You like Jordans.
And they knew it. That's why they put it at the bottom. Jordans. Only one, though.
How do you fit that? Right, just four Jordans.
You got to get another box to get both of them.
And then only one of the box out of 1,000 got the right shoe. You got to buy every fucking box. That's how they get their money back.
Not the right size.
That's how they get their money back. They only put one box with the right shoe. Q, did you get the right shoe or another left? You're like, God damn it, man. I keep getting left shoes. This is ridiculous. All right, Kaz, what happened in your neighborhood?
The post from my neighborhood reads, suffering. Some dude posted, suffering. I am livid, in caps. They are out of oat milk at Erewhon. And my so-called neighbor just started a renovation next to my $4,500 a month rental in Mar Vista without my design input or budget advice. Does he really have the right to build on his property to enhance his quality of life? I might just go back to my place in Ojai, but is this situation fair to me and my breastfeeding wife? Help. Help. Help.
Yeah, this post is above my pay grade. I could just tell.
As soon as I said Erewhon.
I was like, what? Where is that?
So this guy's complaining that they're out of oat milk. And I don't know if this was satire or if this was actually him being frustrated about these things. Because they're clearly... first world problems.
Right.
Right? Like, they're out of oat milk, and this guy's doing construction, and it's annoying me.
I would imagine when you're just making so much money, the smallest things can really get to you, you know? Because everything is in order.
Everything's in order, and you're so used to getting what you want immediately when you want it.
When you could just throw money at your problems, and they're fixed. But this one, he just couldn't throw money and had his problems because the supply was gone.
But you know what he could have done? Mm-hmm. Just go to another grocery store that sells oat milk.
You could, but not without complaining first.
Not without putting the post on.
You gotta put the post first. That's where you leave your aggression. Because you don't want to take that aggression to the next grocery store. You don't want to take that aggression into Rouse. We don't play that shit over there.
Oh, and you'll get caught on camera. Somebody will film you.
A customer might slap you. Hey, man, lower your tone. This is Rouse. This ain't the Erewhon, wherever the fuck you're from.
The Erewhon.
We're humble over here, okay? We show respect. We say thank you and appreciate it.
I feel like an employee will slap you.
You're damn right.
At Ralph's.
Ralph's don't give a damn.
Ralph's don't give a shit.
Ain't nobody here for life. This is a temporary job.
Which one is your favorite oat?
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm eating cereal, almond milk, unsweetened.
Okay.
Drinking coffee, either soy or oat.
Okay.
If I'm taking a bath, cashew milk.
I prefer hemp milk.
That's right. Until I bathe in cashew milk.
Do you discard the cashew milk after you bathe in it, or?
Now I pour some Frosted Flakes in it. Have myself a day.
So disgusting.
Come on, get in on this. Next up is Neighborhood Watch, where we belly flop into the apps to find the best local stories. In how many ways do we belly flop, Candace Thompson?
We jelly belly flop.
Mm-hmm.
The gourmet jelly bean.
Full eagle belly flop. We just go full on bam.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
Okay.
That's look, all I can give
they
right
get
now.
It. We out here searching for posts, man.
You know what we need to do is have our listeners not just send us posts that they find on their apps, but send us verbs.
Yeah.
Send us verbs.
All right, we're moving on now. This first post reads, more than 60 people are stranded for 3 nights in a British pub due to snow. The pub guests who went to see an Oasis cover band ended up spending 3 nights at the facility when a snowstorm left them stranded.
Tan Hill Inn in Swaledale, which is known as Britain's highest pub at an altitude of 1,732 feet above sea level, said two of the 3 roads leading to the business were blocked by snowdrifts and a downed power line.
The pub, which was not affected by the downed power line, was well stocked with fuel, food, and beverages before the storm. So the stranded patrons were well taken care of for 3 nights.
One man who is undergoing dialysis treatment was evacuated by a mountain rescue team, but the rest of the pub's visitors, including the band members, were stranded until Monday morning.
Those guests were treated to extra sets by Oasis, and they were also entertained with games, karaoke, and Christmas carol sing-alongs. Man, what a fucking nightmare this sounds like.
Well, not if you're an alcoholic.
That's
you're
true.
An alcoholic and you're trapped in a bar for 3 days? That's Christmas.
I was thinking more about the woman that, like, lied to the guys earlier in the night, like, oh, my boyfriend's here. He's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that guy is like on the second night. He's like, oh, so it's been 3 days. Yeah. I don't see your boyfriend. I've been watching. You haven't been on the phone or nothing. What's going on? I thought you had a boyfriend.
Awkward.
You say you're leaving anytime now. You know, and I also feel bad for the people that hate this band. You know, it's like,
I remember like a couple of Oasis songs. It was like a band from the 90s. I remember Oasis.
They're no Oasis.
Exactly. They're a cover band. So they're cover bands.
Jesus. That's.
I'm not mad at the name.
If you don't like. Nah, I like that.
No Oasis.
I like that. I dig it.
I also want to point out the fact that there was somebody who was undergoing dialysis treatment that still managed to make it to a pub, even though their kidneys are failed.
Yeah, even though the weatherman said you probably should stay home, especially if your kidneys are failed.
Why are you out drinking?
Like, you know why.
With weak kidneys.
Well, obviously, he has a problem.
I know.
I'm just happy everybody made it out safe.
We need to check to see if this guy did, because.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have pretend I had some major disease just to get air flowing out of there, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, hold on, man. Why you get air flown out? I doubt it's true. Well, I'm lactose intolerant.
Right. I'm allergic to peanuts.
The fuck? I can't be here all night. They only got cheese curds, man. I'm going to die.
I'm severely allergic to this cover band.
All they got is cheese curds and mozzarella sticks. What the fuck am I supposed to do here?
And pretzels.
I'm starving. That bathroom's disgusting. I ain't taking this shit here.
Also, this is in Britain, and their food.
No shade to Britain, but the food is.
Everybody knows about their food. Right.
Well, shout out to the snow, man, for keeping people on their toes.
And for giving Oasis another shot.
A real shot. Gained a lot of fans, probably lost a couple too.
This next post reads, man is cited for driving a motorized cooler without a license. The Swan Hill Police Service said officers stopped a 25-year-old man who was spotted driving the motorized cooler on a sidewalk in Caring, Victoria.
The vehicle was eventually confiscated, and Australian police cited him for driving without a license.
In a photo, which was posted to social media, the blue cooler is shown on a metal platform with 4 wheels, an engine, and handlebars arranged to indicate the cooler serves as the small vehicle's seat. Very innovative.
Pretty innovative.
Why would someone make a cooler? Maybe they're like a fan of sports, and this was the most convenient way. They want to go tailgate.
Yeah.
So this is like a tailgating vehicle.
Yep.
You're just riding around in a cooler full of six-packs.
Yeah. Or maybe the cooler, the top of the cooler,
mm-hmm.
It keeps popping open. And so he was like, you know what? I'm just going to make it my seat so I can keep it close and get to my location at the same time.
Now, this cooler that you're talking about, is there stuff in the cooler?
I would imagine.
Okay.
You know, it's a cooler.
Or do you think he just has an empty cooler? He was just, oh, this might be fun to make a vehicle out of an empty cooler. Sometimes people just be bored, though, you know, and they're just like, well, maybe I'll just
make.
Yeah,
but being bored is actually a really great way to get rich if you're smart.
Yes.
A lot of times people stifle how amazing and great they can become because they're too busy doing other shit that doesn't really necessarily matter as
too
much.
Too distracted.
They're too distracted.
Spend too much time on your phone, mm-hmm. social media, just wasting time when you could be thinking of an idea to take to Shark Tank.
Take to Shark Tank. All right, guys. What we have here is the cool seat. This is a cooler where not only are there drinks inside mm-hmm. that stay cool even though it's next to an engine, mm-hmm. but they're nearby and you could sit on the cooler. Candace, you want to explain how it works?
It works with a new type of gasoline that I've also invented.
Yes.
Which is canola oil, mm-hmm. hairspray.
Yes.
And beard oil.
That's right. And the coolant that usually goes into the AC is actually funneled into the ice to keep it cold throughout your voyage. Now, we have made thousands of these and we have sold three. We are asking
for
$300,000, $3 million for 100% of the company.
Will you please take this stupid invention off our hands?
Please.
For the low cost of $3
million. For 100% of the company right now. You can have our polos today. We will take these polos off our back and they are yours.
We forgot to mention that it goes 2 miles an hour.
With the right people behind it.
It can maybe go 3 miles an hour.
This next post reads, pizza thrown at a traffic agent. This happened at 1st Street and 5th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Comments read, so it was hand-tossed? And can anyone confirm if the pizza is okay?
I mean, this is how you know when you don't have good pizza. Because when you have good pizza, ain't no way you throwing it at somebody. You're gonna eat it.
No, I mean, it depends how mad are you. What if you had like four slices already? You got that little fifth slice staring at you?
I still can't throw it because I'd be like, I can take this home. Yeah. I'll find something else. There's something else on that table that I can throw. A salt shaker.
Yeah. So it probably was a bad pizza.
Had to be.
Bad pizza for a bad traffic agent. You got to remember too, man, that's a very important job. Like someone could die. The red lights have broken.
For sure. But when I hear the word agent, mm-hmm. I think of the CIA. I think of covert operations.
Okay, travel agent. What the fuck? There's a lot of different agents.
Traffic agent just sounds like...
It's not official. No.
Somebody who's under the underground.
Wow. So you're saying I have to take out... I got podcast agent in my bio.
I think you need to remove that.
No, I refuse. I'm a podcast agent.
I'm a comedic agent.
That's right. I'm a podcast agent. You know, or maybe he's a guy that he's not even there conducting the traffic, but he hires out. Like, you got to contact him. He takes 10% of all the crossing guards. He's like, yeah, I run this whole
he's
district.
He's the pimp of the crossing guards.
That's right. You got to go through me. I work with the best. You know, old Larry over there. Remember Larry Scary?
Give me your money, bitch.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 safe crossings, no injuries. Not one pedestrian hit by any car or bicycle. I work with only the best. The guy was trying to get a job, and he told him no. He threw his piece at his face. He said, nah, I'm good. Look at your right arm. It's shorter than your left. How are you going to hold up a stop sign?
Just disrespectful. So, yeah, so this also means that this person was eating pizza while they're driving.
Definitely probably was in a car. You know what it was? It probably was like a traffic agent, and he let 6 cars go from this side, right? Mm-hmm. And then and when it was this side turn... He only let 3 cars 2. Go.
Right.
And the guy was like, yo, what the fuck? He was like, no, hold up. This girl's cute.
Yep.
And then he threw his pizza at his head.
Yep.
I'm all for it. He deserved it. Hope it was a cold, frozen pizza, too. Hope he had to thaw it out.
Oh, it could have been groceries.
Hope it was 3 days
Yeah, he could have been sitting next to his groceries that he just bought, and there could have been some DiGiorno, some frozen DiGiorno right next to him, and he just threw it like a Frisbee.
100%.
And it decapitated him.
Well, guys, if you're enjoying yourself, we'll be doing this every single week. Am I right, Candace?
Every week. And what we ask of you guys is to send us your posts.
Send it to us, man. Email them. Don't email them. I mean, go to the link in our bios. Okay? Chinadu Naka. You know what it is by now. Instagram, Chinadu Comedy on Twitter. Click the link, okay? Send Jokes by Candace's bio, too, and send us those posts.
Send us your posts.
We need you. Oh, Candace, man, you know what time it is.
I sure do.
This is one of me and Candace's favorite segments. This is when we get to bring on one of our very talented friends to just partake in the silliness. And this week's guest is just as special as any other guest we have ever had.
He might be even specialer.
He might be. Okay, this young man, you've seen him on every single commercial. Super talented comedian, actor, and writer. Put your hands together for our guy, Jackson McQueen.
Yes, Jackson.
Jackson, how you doing, sir?
What up?
What's up, people? How you guys doing?
Man, you always sound naked for some reason.
He usually is.
It's a very naked, cleaning my house energy to you.
He probably does clean his house naked.
Yeah. Well, I don't clean it.
That's right.
Yeah. Or just that.
So, Jackson, man, yeah, go ahead. Jump right into the story, man. Let us know, you know, what happened with this neighbor or neighborhood.
Man, okay, so, man, at my old apartment back in Hollywood, you know, area, mm-hmm. deep Hollywood, a neighbor and his wife, every now and then I would just see, like, people knock on the door, random people. Not every day, like maybe once or two a day.
Oh, every day?
A day.
Yo, man, what do you do for a living? Just asking, whatever. He said that he and his wife are masseuses, is that right?
Masseusai. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, masseusai.
Yeah.
Masseuses.
A gaggle of masseuses.
Yeah, so, you know, keep me in mind, you know, got a bad back.
Keep me in mind.
You know,
were you looking for the discount or for are you willing to pay?
Yeah, I just, you know what, they're convenient, so why not? You know,
why not? Mm-hmm. I'll try them out.
You know, a few months later, and we're talking, and I go inside the apartment. I look inside, I notice there's no masseuse table.
Now, how big was the apartment? It's a studio, it's a one bedroom, two bedroom. Maybe they keep the masseuse table in the bedroom.
It's a one bedroom, exactly. So I think they love it, but I figured, like, since their business, probably might have it out. Some oils out.
At least a picture of a masseuse table.
Right. We need some type of evidence because it's really the only equipment you need is
facts.
A table.
At least some masseuse music playing when I walk in.
Yeah. Some spa music, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something. And fast forward, like, I'm going to say 6 to 8 months. I was at a party, and my ex was there. She goes, Jackson, my current boyfriend, you know, I really meant to him. But the other day, I saw a text message on his phone that I saw was a little, like, kind of shady, you know? So I guess apparently the dude went to the bathroom, so he took a picture of the text messages in his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed me. Right? And she's showing me, she's shaking. I'm like, God damn, okay. She says, Jackson, you see this message, right? Yeah, I see it. Don't you live at this address? I said, yeah, I live that address. And this is the message on this phone. It was a New Year's Eve special. To all my clients, you've been good all year. We're going to give you guys a discount on our services, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the services didn't sound masseuse-like. You know?
It wasn't masseuse.
It didn't sound as professional as massages.
Yeah, the text wasn't configured in a masseuse way.
It was just
way.
A bunch of eggplant emojis mm-hmm. underneath.
And peaches.
And those drops of water.
Yeah, not one masseuse emoji table.
In fact, it didn't say the word masseuse massage in it at all.
Mm.
Sexual innuendo, but not very, like, overt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, is he cheating on me, kind of sort of, you know? Mm. I was like, nah, you know.
At least he's cheating on you, at least he's charging. The worst is getting cheated on for free.
Right.
At least he's making some money, you know? Using that money to take you out.
Yeah.
Now, when I'm back in the apartment, I see my neighbors. I got to say something, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, she showed me a text message that was sent from you guys. You know what I'm saying? In fact, your name was on the heading, you know?
Detective McQueen is on the case.
But I was curious, like, what's going on, man? Are you guys masseuses? You know?
Masseuses?
It's like, man, actually, man, you know, obviously this is a space between me and you, you know what I'm saying? My wife and I, we're like a sex couple. What do you mean?
Sex couple?
People pay money for us to have sex with them.
We are prime prostitutes.
Yeah, I've never heard this term before. Jackson, were these people attractive?
Not enough for me.
not enough for you to pay.
They're like okay looking. Turns out, like, he's bisexual, right? And she's whatever, she's a girl. So girls, they can be all sexual.
Make no sense.
A dude come over and they were like, fuck him sideways. If you would like to do DP with her, or
DP him.
They showed you the menu.
The sky's the limit.
Or you saw it on a text already?
Well, they told me the menu.
Guy, or they told it to you? Uh-oh. Were they selling it to you, or they just telling you?
No. They say, Jackson, I see you do your thing. You know, you know, you seem cool. You know, if you ever come out for a drink, let me know. Say it's cool, man. I'm bringing out a candle. I'm not using your glasses, but so unassuming. I would have never known they were hoes.
Now it sounds like this apartment was very nice because for there to be, you know, the DPs and the PDs, all that stuff going on, to hear anything, that means the walls are pretty thick.
They might have soundproof walls.
It's like a living room in the front and then the bedroom's in the back.
No shared walls.
Yeah.
Only sharing dick.
That's on the lease.
That's right.
Like, they were hoes, bro. And so now, what I noticed too, like I was noticing, like after they told me that, I would kind of see people who came by to the apartment after that. You know what I mean?
Sex workers, not hoes. Hoes don't have briefcases.
Right. As we got tighter and closer, they would tell me like details, like good details. I'm saying, like Jackson, please don't say this on stage. I'm like, you know what? I won't. I'll say the podcast. But they were like, they were saying all detail, like they had a bunch of rich clients. So it's like, pick the hotel, flying different places, and like,
yeah.
Crazy, man. Like, you know, you guys are my neighbors. It's totally unassuming white couple. I would never look twice at them. Or like, killing the game.
They're the freakiest ones.
The key is, because he's like bisexual. That's the key.
So wait, what happened? Did your ex-girlfriend who had these concerns about her boyfriend, did that ever get resolved? Did you?
No.
Okay.
Out.
Well, you're a good neighbor, man, for never outing them. Mind it's this podcast, which has served to millions. But outside of that,
she's still none the wiser.
In fact, you never get out the address that these people don't know who you're talking about. And, you know, the fact that you didn't judge them, man, you just kind of let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And make their money.
You know me, I'm a non-judge dude. Come on, I don't judge them. Come on, yeah.
100%.
You know me.
And that's why they felt safe telling you.
Yeah.
And shout out to you. Because we know you participated. But you don't have to tell us that.
Come on, man.
You don't got to tell us that part.
What you did or how much
that
you paid for it.
That is your business.
I don't know what.
We don't need to know you did debit or credit or we don't need to know none of that.
Cash, probably.
Yeah, we'll just assume because we know what happened.
Venmo.
Now, Jax, we got a question for you. Do you have another, let's say, 5 minutes to stay on for another segment?
And just riff with us.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
All right.
Go.
All right, cool. Sounds good. We'll get right to it after this break.
All right, and we are back with this segment. That's one of my favorite recurring segments. It's not on every episode, but when it pops up, I get very excited. It's called What Happens in Florida, and we have a post about something wild obviously happening in no other than Florida. This post reads...
He said Florida 10 times.
take a shot every time I say it.
You're welcome.
Okay, this post reads, a passenger survives being hit in the head by a flying turtle. A 71-year-old woman riding with her daughter on Florida's Interstate 95 suffered a gashed forehead when a turtle smashed through the windshield of their car, striking her, the Daytona Beach News Journal reported.
The daughter pulled over and got help from another motorist. And according to a 911 recording, both were surprised by what they found.
There is a turtle in there, a man can be overheard saying.
The gas drew a lot of blood, but the woman was not seriously hurt. The turtle was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle.
The turtle, on the other hand, only had a few scratches on its shell and was released back into the nearby woods.
The thing went through the car?
Yes.
Oh, in the windshield of the car.
Yes.
Sorry, that's not funny.
It's a turtle shell. Now imagine you're on a highway, so people are going at really high speeds.
Facts.
If you hit even a pebble, it's gonna do some damage to something at that speed.
Yeah.
A tortoise shell?
Yeah.
Flying at you?
Yeah,
that just got ricocheted off of
a tire.
High speed? Yes.
Yeah. That's tough.
What's crazy is, that's probably the fastest that turtle has ever been in his life.
Mm-hmm. He was like, whee!
Like, yeah. Warp speed.
Facts. That turtle, he time traveled. Probably went back in time. Oh my.
He ended up in 1993.
And for him, that's a very traumatic experience for the turtle, too.
Yeah.
Like you said, it doesn't move at nothing close to that speed.
He had no idea what
and
was
going on.
And
then to land on somebody's forehead?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's enough for a week for a turtle. That's a long week.
That shell is a built-in helmet, though.
Yeah.
Thank God.
What I hope really happened, instead of a car actually hitting the turtle and then crashing into the other car's windshield, I like to imagine that this was actually a road rage incident and this person got away with it. I think a person...
Through the turtle?
Who has pet turtles. He had pet turtles. He had one to spare. And he was like, this woman pissed him off so much that he threw one of his turtles through the windshield and got her good and then just drove off.
She's already 71 and, you know, old people don't necessarily have the best reputations when it comes to driving.
Yes.
And I think a lot of them probably are a little bit nervous about getting behind the wheel. And now with the turtle, now there's flying turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling Uber from now on.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's going to run up a bill. No one is safe. She's using her whole Social Security check on her Uber bill now.
What next?
What next?
Well, Jackson, we didn't solve anything, but we had a fun time.
We did fun time. And I guess the message is, if you're going to Florida, wear a helmet.
Or a tortoise shell.
Yeah. Jackson, tell the people where they can find you. Are you exhausted? you said, ooh, ooh. You tired?
Oh, man, you got to hurt my stomach.
Oh, okay. I thought you was beating off the whole time.
What? Oh, no.
I'm like, are you exhausted? What the hell's going on over there, man?
Social media, you can find me at Instagram, at Jackson.McQueen, across the board. There it is.
That's right. Well, Jackson, we appreciate you, man. We hope you have an amazing show tonight.
And we will catch you on the circuit.
That's right. And we hope one day you get a cell phone, because whatever you called it on.
It's a brand new phone. It's so brand new. All right.
All right, brother, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jackson.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Candace.
Yes.
You know what time it is.
I do. It is time for Won't You Be My Neighbor?
No. What? Once again, it's not.
What?
But we got something just as special. This is the listener's submission. So what I need everybody to do, get your best earwax and what's the thing called? The Q-tips? Yeah. Clean out your ears. Get your ears nice and clean. Use some Dove, squeeze some Dove inside your ear. Get it nice and clean and ready to hear the listener submission. This post reads, you farted in Kroger yesterday. The post, which was found on Craigslist for its reason as follows. You were the tall brunette with the near perfect body that farted in the bread section last night.
I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you?
You quickly replied, no, it wasn't me. You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stench grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident.
I tried to get rid of the stench by waving two loaves of ciabatta bread. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner.
You are beautiful, and even if you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I love to meet up. I mean, talk about adding pressure. That's what I'm talking about. This is how you get a woman interest you. Now, this is the beginning of a long, long, long-term relationship.
If you fart out the gate
and I'm cool with this,
messing with you?
Lady, don't run from true love.
Husband.
That's a soulmate.
That's the one.
Asshole mate.
You better claim that fart.
You better claim that fart. What are you doing?
You know what I would have done if that was me? Is I would have blamed someone else, like a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Like, pretended like it came from somewhere else. Like, that was those butt cheeks, not mine.
Yeah, if the supermarket is hollow enough, I've done it.
Yeah, if it's got good acoustics.
Yeah, if your ass cheeks got good acoustics, you could throw your fart 4 hours over.
Oh, I've seen some asses on Instagram that definitely have good acoustics.
Facts. Name a couple.
I mean, all of the Kardashians.
All the Kardashians got good acoustics. You could put a surround sound in the ass cheeks if you have a good doctor.
Sometimes I'm proud of my farts. Like, they come out so strong, like, and you're just like, yeah, that was me. What?
But with that said, man, this man, not only is he funny, but he's also persistent.
He knows what he wants.
A good woman loves a persistent man.
Yeah.
Because this is a man that's going to fight for you. He smelled that fart. Try to wave it off with ciabatta bread. Try to get your name. Went on the app, posted, hoping you would find him.
Mm.
This man probably visited Kroger for the next 14 days straight.
looking for you in looking that aisle, for you. Smelling for you,
waiting for you to run out of
probably sniffing every aisle. Is she here?
You know,
is that her?
Probably went down the street trying to follow your stench to the nearest home.
Yep.
Respond to this man, take this man out, and just give it a chance. You just never know.
Imagine if these two end up together. Yeah. The story you get to tell your kids.
At your wedding. And your children.
Yeah.
And your children's
and
children.
And their grandkids. Yeah, this is legendary.
Facts.
This is the best meet cute I've ever heard.
100%.
I'm jealous, actually.
I'm jealous.
I'm actually going to go. I'm going to load up on beans tomorrow.
Yeah. Facts.
And I'm going to go to Sprouts.
There should be a dating app, like a scratch and sniff dating app, where you can choose your mate
based off what their gas
smells
like.
Strength.
See if you're gas compatible.
Gas compatible. A lot of people aren't. There's some gases I couldn't do. Candace, what did you learn today?
I learned that I could overlook a fart before I could overlook halitosis.
That's real.
Because the fart is temporary. The fart you can wave away with some Wonder Bread. What did you learn, Chin?
I learned that getting trapped in a pub for three nights is not the worst thing in the world.
It's not.
If there's a great cover band playing beautiful music throughout, and if you're surrounded by a great group of strangers.
Imagine if there was a Jodeci cover band. Mm-hmm.
You ever been to a bar where I could get to know everybody here, but just didn't have the chance?
Like Cheers.
You know?
Where you're just friends with now everybody that's there.
Where can they find you, Candace?
You can find me on social media at Jokes by Candace.
That's right. You can find me at Chinadu Naka on Instagram and TikTok and Chinadu Comedy on Twitter. Make sure to download my comedy album, Mostly Kidding. Other than that, we love you, nosies.
Is that our fans? We're going to call them nosies?
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
Noseheads?
Yeah.
Nosies?
Let's do a vote. We'll make a vote.
Yeah, make a vote. Let us know. Y'all like nosies better?
Or noseheads?
Or noseheads.
Or nostrils.
Oh, nostrils. Or young nostrils. I like that. Cotton swabs. Or little cotton swabs. I like cotton swabs.
Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinadu Unaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Kelly Kyle. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Courtney Gilbert. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors, only on Spotify.